Yeah.
I think the soundtrack makes us sound cooler than we actually are.
Oh, it definitely does.
It's hiding the fact that we're, like, extremely lame.
I know. But don't tell people. You can't tell people that at the very beginning. They have to listen to the show and realize that.
Oh. Well, now, if they made it this far, then they haven't realized it yet.
No. They're like, oh, I'm going to stop recording. I'm going to stop this one right now. It sucks. Like, I'll move on to the next episode. I'm going to go on to the next podcast.
They'll just rewind like 30 seconds and keep listening to the intro.
Yeah. Over and over. They're like, oh, they have a really good intro. They just have horrible content.
Mm-hmm.
See, you just gave it up.
It's the secret to podcasting. You just have to have really good music and sound effects.
I think we would win an award for the best music, at least.
Well, we didn't write the music, but...
I know, but we what is it whenever you do it? Whenever you have somebody do it for you? We commissioned it.
Yeah. Yeah, we did that.
Mm-hmm. So it's our brainchild.
A little bit.
The intro is my brainchild. The Law and Disorder little sound clip thingy is my brainchild. But that's all I contributed to. So, you know, it works.
We make it work.
They make it work.
That. Oh, yeah. Thank you for correcting me. Well, what's hey, up? Guys.
What's up? We're here.
Again.
Still. Episode 15.
15.
Season 6, episode 15. We're here. Let's kick a shout out to the sponsor. First of all, Wavespace Audio for the music.
Yep.
For making us sound cooler than we really are.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Wavespace. And Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish and Google product needs.
They have a lot of products.
I always want to say Google-o.
Google-o?
Google-o.
Google-o. You're like not even opening your mouth.
Because Google is like G-O-O-G-E-L, but it's spelled Google-o.
Wouldn't that be Google-el?
Google-el. Google-el.
Okay, now just stop. Now people really are going to turn the episode off.
They turned it off like 30 seconds ago.
Oh my gosh.
But if you're still here, we got a good episode for you.
Yes.
We are talking wildly inaccurate, quote-unquote, facts movies and TV shows tricked us into believing.
Yes. We all watch TV. We all watch movies. I'm sure all of us have seen either Grey's Anatomy or what is it? Like Law and Order SVU and like all those hospital and crime shows. It's all fake.
Yeah, some of it is. Well, a lot of it is, I guess.
I think most of it is.
So we've got a couple of tidbits. Well, actually, there's a few of them here. And some of them are more shocking than others. I'm not a, you know... I don't know. I assume it's real. I assume it's how you do things.
I'm not a doctor, so I like to assume this stuff is real, but some of these took me by surprise, especially this first one.
Let's go. What we got?
Okay, so whenever you see a character on TV that's like dying, you know, oh my God, they've been in a car crash, you know, they've been hit by a bus or whatever. They're literally on the table dying. Normally in the TV show, they hook them up to what's called a defibrillator. And that's the thing where you go, 1, 2, 3, clear, and you shock them, right? Right? So in real life, you can't bring someone whose heart has flatlined back through with a defibrillator. You can only do that with CPR and maybe a shot of adrenaline.
That's literally every show and movie that you watch.
The person flatlined and they go, 1, 2, 3, clear, and they magically come back to life.
That's literally everything I've ever known about somebody dying.
That's not how that works.
What?
Yep. It's because it goes on to say that like a defibrillator is basically useless for someone who's gotten any type of major accident like that, or any sort of blunt trauma to the heart. A defibrillator is more so used in situations where the heart rhythm has been affected, not when the heart's actually damaged.
Because it's gone.
Yeah.
Like it's dead.
You're dead.
Huh.
So you have to perform CPR, not one giant shock.
So then it comes to the next one comes to adrenaline. We just talked about an adrenaline shot. So it's not a miracle worker. Did you see Pulp Fiction?
I have actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that part in Pulp Fiction, when Travolta has to get the shot of adrenaline and like he has to jam it through. her breastbone to get into her
heart. He literally takes his giant syringe needle and stabs it into the center of her chest. And it's like adrenaline because she's overdosing on heroin or something.
But the guy had to put like a big red dot on her so that he knew where to hit it. So he hit her with a shot of adrenaline. She woke up and she was back. That's not really how it works.
No. They actually say that that would be more dangerous.
It says there's no reason to put it directly into the heart.
My God. Oh, goodness gracious.
Wouldn't it have been a better movie? And it was a great movie, but wouldn't it have been a better movie if he did that? And then it's like, oh, it's not how it is in the movies.
Yeah.
That would have been more Tarantino-esque.
Like, why is it working?
It's like, oh, you just stabbed her in the heart.
Yeah, you literally pierced her heart, so she's even more dead. Oh, I like this one. So, when, I don't know, I've seen this. You're watching a show or a movie, and you see a character take another character's pulse, but they're using, like, their thumb. You can't check someone's pulse with your thumb, because your thumb has a pulse in it. So if you put your thumb against someone's neck or wrist or whatever, you're going to feel your pulse and not their pulse.
He's alive. It's like, no fool, he's dead. It's your pulse.
Wow, his heart's really going.
I always like how in the movies they check their pulse like really quickly.
Oh, yeah, like 2 seconds.
I found the pulse. He's fine. It's like, have you ever actually tried to take your pulse?
Yeah, it takes a second because you have to, like, you put your fingers there and you have to wait till you feel the little pulse. And then you have to, I think the proper way to do it is to, like, time it for 30 seconds and multiply it by 2.
Yeah, and that's you checking for a pulse where you know where it's at on your body.
I pretty much only know, like, the neck, like, under the ear, kind of, and then, like, your wrist.
But in the movies, it's like they check it in, like, 2 seconds. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
It's like, because you didn't check it long enough. Should have checked it longer.
It could have been a slow heartbeat.
I like this one. People die way too quickly when being suffocated in movies and TV shows.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
So it takes an average of 7 minutes to suffocate somebody.
That, you know, I'm a person who loves true crime. I watch, I listen, I read a lot of true crime, and that's something I learned. And so whenever I saw cases where someone was strangled to death, I'm like, the guy that killed her literally had to sit there and strangle her for 7 minutes. Do you know how long that is to be continuously squeezing someone's neck?
Like, with a lot of force, too.
Like, get your phone out and put on a timer for 7 minutes and just see how long that takes. Oh, my gosh. And then, like, in TV shows, like, they put a pillow over the person's face and, like, 4 seconds later, they're gone.
Well, here's the other part, though. Once the person stops moving, they're not dead. They're just unconscious. So, apparently, if you just did that, like, in the movies, to where they became unconscious and you just got up assuming they're dead, they're going to wake up. They're not gone.
Oh, no.
You would have to keep suffocating them for over a minute after they've gone unconscious.
So, 8 minutes.
Oh, God. Maybe 2 minutes to cause irreversible damage.
Oh, no. So almost essentially it takes 10 minutes to actually suffocate and kill a person.
Yeah. It takes a few minutes.
Wow.
So.
That's a lot of work.
Here's another one. I've never seen the show Teen Wolf. I've heard about it. Panic attacks cannot be stopped by holding your breath as suggested by Teen Wolf.
Oh, no, they cannot. I've had a panic attack and I felt like I couldn't breathe when I was having mine. So the last thing I would want is for someone to, like, tell me to hold my breath when I already feel like I can't breathe. That's stupid. I know you can't breathe right now, but just try not breathing at all.
That'll work.
That'll calm you down. No.
Drowning doesn't look like it does on TV. Usually there are no signs of distress. So, like, they're saying, like, people don't, like, flail and all that craziness, I guess?
I guess, because you go under the water, because you have to start drowning. And I think once you start drowning, like, you're too late. Like, you can't fight to...
I think that's what they're talking about. I mean, everybody flails, I assume, when they think they're
drowning.
When
they're above the water.
But once you go under, there's, like, no, like,
No, because like, your body's already like giving out.
Ah, okay.
You know, so someone who's pushed into a pool who can't swim while they still have energy, yeah, they're flailing about on top of the water. But once their body gives out and they go under, there's no more.
There's no flailing.
You're not dead yet. You're still alive. You're just too tired.
You're running out of gas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Okay. Here's another one. There is no such thing as the serial killer gene.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's BS. That does no. You cannot have a gene to be a killer. You can be have the gene to be maybe like a psychopath. But not all psychopaths are murderers.
Hmm. So, the new Indiana Jones movie is out. But in the previous one, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, there's a scene where Indiana Jones survives a nuclear explosion by jumping into a refrigerator. Apparently that's not, you can't survive a nuclear explosion in a refrigerator.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, I haven't seen Indiana Jones, but if there was a nuclear explosion, I wouldn't jump into something. I know how to survive a nuclear explosion.
They taught us all in the 60s and 70s on those video, those reels. Did you ever see those in school?
No, I just read online what to do.
Aren't you supposed to just get under your desk?
Well, no. So like,
oh, you're talking about really actually surviving.
Yeah.
You never saw those old videos?
I know what you're talking about, but I've never seen
like
one.
Kids had like they used to do like nuclear bomb drills, and the kids would get under their desk and just put their. It was kind of like a tornado drill.
I mean, that's how you survive a tornado. That's not how you're going to survive a nuclear bomb.
Well, that's how they used to teach them.
Because if you see the bomb, like let's say you see it in the distance, you're supposed to do the thumb test. So like if you can cover the entire explosion with your thumb, like you put your thumb out in front of you and you can cover the explosion, you're safe. If you see the explosion and it's outside of your thumb, you have to like move. You have to get farther away because if you stay where you are, you're going to die.
Okay, but hold on. When you did the thumb test just now, I put my thumb up. My thumb is like twice the size of your thumb. That's misleading because I'm going to think I'm safe when I'm not. Because me and you are going to be standing right next to each other and I'm going to do the thumb test and you're going to do the thumb test and I'm going to stay there because I'm like, oh, I'm good. But your thumb's skinnier, so you're just going to start running.
Maybe you can come with me just to be extra precautious.
But, I know, but if I had somebody that had a fatter thumb than me, they would think we're safe or not.
Maybe you don't use your thumb. Maybe use like your pointer finger or like your pinky.
My pointer finger is bigger than yours and so is my pinky.
But your pinky and my thumb might be the same size. There you go.
Okay, so in the event of a nuclear explosion, I need to pull up my pinky.
If you have fat thumbs, yes.
You need to pull up your thumb.
Here's another Indiana Jones one. Again, I haven't seen Indiana Jones, but I guess in those movies they also have sand pits. Those don't exist in real life. Like quicksand. Those aren't real.
No.
Yeah. It's a dry sand pit, which is different than quicksand.
But then, wet quicksand is not as at all like it appears in movies. It doesn't just swallow you whole, because people are mostly water. They float even in quicksand, and while you could get stuck, you won't sink to the point where it's pulling your head under.
That makes sense.
So quicksand's not just going to suck you in like it does in the movies.
Yeah, you'll still float. You could get stuck, but oh, okay.
It's still dangerous, though, according to this.
I know, but they make it seem so much scarier than I guess it actually is. So Zombieland. Oh, my God. We've all seen Zombieland. Great movie. In that movie, they find, like, a hostess truck that's full of Twinkies that I guess survived. Twinkies aren't, like... They're not the survival food indestructible snack.
No, that's like a Big Mac, I think.
Oh, okay.
So Twinkies only last 45 days.
Ew.
And they got as far as in Maine, a class did an experiment and they kept a Twinkie. Oh, they still have the experiment going. They've kept the Twinkie for decades. The Twinkie hasn't fallen apart, but it has turned gray and inedible.
Ew.
So, in Zombieland, you know, it's like a couple of years after the zombie apocalypse, and Woody Harrelson's character finally finds a Twinkie. So, yeah, that wouldn't have worked.
No.
It would have been closer to that gray and inedible.
It's been a while since I've had a Twinkie. I don't really like them, but I remember in the few that I ate, like, you open the package, And it's like a soft, it's a soft cake. Like there's moisture in there. Mm-hmm. So that moisture eventually is just going to condense in there and
mold.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, gross. I never want a Twinkie again.
So Bee Movie, the movie about a bee, it was an animated movie. So they state that bees should not be able to fly. And if you compare them with an airplane, it doesn't make sense. But bees are not like airplanes. They flap their wings back and forth, not up and down.
Hmm.
Huh. So I didn't know that. I didn't know they flapped them back and forth. I thought they went up and down.
Well, they're hard to see. I didn't know that either. Huh. I like this next one. So I've seen the movie Lucy. Have you seen the movie Lucy? Yes. With what's her name? Scarlett.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's a movie where she takes this drug and it allows her to use like 100% of her brain, right? Well, that's because the movie states that people only use 10% of their brain, but that's not correct. Every part of our brain has a function. And even simple tasks for us to do require us to use more than 10% of our brain. And they've done like MRIs and PET scans to prove this.
Huh. Didn't know that.
I do know with your brain, so like you have a left side and a right side of your brain. And I do know that like your brain is kind of separated down the middle with like a membrane. And I remember watching this art or this documentary one time about a man who didn't have that membrane. So he didn't have like a left and right side of his brain. It was just like one full brain. It wasn't divided. And so he had like super memory. So if you said, what happened on this date at 10:59 a.m. In your like 34 years ago, what were you doing? And he could tell you instantly exactly what he was doing.
Wow.
34 years ago on this day at 10:59 a.m.
Hmm.
It was insane. Like he could just remember everything. Like it wasn't like he forgot the non-important stuff. Like it was just like every single day was kept in his brain.
I wouldn't want to be married to that guy.
Uh-uh.
It's like, you remember you forgot to take out the trash, honey. But no, I didn't. Remember I told you I had to go do laundry. Remember?
Oh my God. He could literally hold a grudge forever.
At 10:04 p.m. on Tuesday, December 3rd, 1992, I told you that I was going to go do laundry and you were going to take out trash. You missed the trash, honey, not me. You know? As a grown man holding stuff over your mom. Remember, mom, on my 8th birthday? You promised me a chocolate cake and you got me a vanilla. Yeah.
That's all I know about the brain. But
like, all I know is that kid would grow up to be an adult that's just going to roast you your whole life. You couldn't be in a meeting with him. I mean, you couldn't do anything, you know?
I just, don't say anything. Don't do anything.
Just, like, that'd be it. So annoying. So, okay. So talking about memory and all that stuff. So in the movie 21 Jump Street, did you see 21 Jump Street?
Yes, I love that movie.
So remember in the very beginning, they bust the guys when they're on the bicycles and he fails to read the Miranda rights.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess the arrest technically couldn't happen because he failed to read the Miranda. He didn't know the Miranda rights. So apparently that's not true. So it's still an oversight and you have to read the rights, but it helps your case. But it only means that anything you say prior to being read your rights will not be admissible in court. So the police aren't obligated to release you in general just because they didn't say the rights.
It just means everything you've said can't be used in court.
Everything up until that point can't be used.
Yeah. So if they haven't given it to you at all or said it to you at all, it doesn't matter what you said up until now.
Huh. But they made it sound like, oh, he didn't say it. He's got to let him go. It's like, no, they could say it at any point and then
They want to say it right away because then anything you say, they can use against you.
Canon will be used against you in
court.
That's
the whole point. this next one I like. Have you seen the movie Sweet Home Alabama?
Yeah.
Such a cute movie. So that movie states that lightning won't strike the same place twice, but that is completely false. It actually happens very often. Lightning striking in the same place twice.
Yeah, but it's saying it happens in tall things like the Empire State Building. Well, they have lightning rods.
Yeah, those things are attracting the electricity.
I know, but I don't know. I find holes in that argument. I want to see, like, has lightning actually struck something? Like, if lightning struck your front yard, could lightning strike your front yard in the same spot again?
Yep.
Hmm.
And I think, I don't know, I wouldn't say, like, 100 years apart. I don't know. I would see more, like, if there's, like, a big storm, lightning struck my front yard, and the storm is still there. If it happened a few minutes later, I would totally understand that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's possible. It's lightning. Other, if it's not, again, something that's attracting the lightning, it can be random.
Hmm. Lightning.
I hope that'd be an awful way to die.
No, speaking of awful way to die, have you ever seen a movie where, like, somebody falls into, like, the pool or the lake of piranhas?
Oh, God, yes.
And they all just get, like...
And immediately you just see blood rising and the fish going crazy.
So, first of all, it would take 300 to 500 piranhas to eat a human. And the only evidence of them eating flesh is after the person was already dead to begin with. And piranhas are omnivores, and some of them are even vegetarians. So, you can't just fall into a lake or an ocean of piranhas.
That's hilarious.
That's how they do it in the movies. You fall in and, like, all of a sudden, they all eat you.
Well, they're smart enough to know when they see something bigger than them in the water, they're going to assume that thing can eat them. So it makes sense to me that they wouldn't eat a human unless it was already dead. Especially if they're like, oh, I can just go eat some seaweed or this plant or this coral over here. That's easier. That makes total sense. I didn't know they didn't not eat meat. So that's...
Not all of them. Mm-hmm. Some of them do. So keeping up with the sea life. Jaws. Everybody's seen Jaws. At least one of them. There's, I think, 4 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Humans aren't a part of a shark's natural diet. They don't just want to eat humans. Rarely do they attack humans. According to this, it says that most of the time they go after surfers because they think the surfboards are seals or sea lions. Or they're confused just or curious just in general. So it's like when you see like of one that bites like a kid or something, because they always say like, oh, a shark can be in as low as like, I think ankle deep water. But yeah, he's not supposed to be that close to the dang beach. I think he's more disoriented and he's just like, oh, I'm going to bite something. But he didn't like come after like, oh, I'm going to go after Sally.
No, he got lost and he's anxious and.
Yeah, it's like any other animal, I guess.
Yeah.
Because like when dogs get disoriented. And,
fight or flight, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so little Sally playing in ankle deep water in the ocean, that doesn't mean she's going to get attacked. And it doesn't mean the shark meant to go after her. Shark just didn't know what he was doing.
Nope.
Maybe he was trying to talk to her and he's like got to open his mouth to talk to her. He's like, I can't speak.
Speaking of the ocean, you know that thing that they say where like if you're stranded in the middle of the ocean, you're not supposed to drink the seawater, right? Because it's salt water. If anything, you're supposed to drink your urine to survive.
Sure.
Well, you are. But there's a movie, Fight Club. I think most people have seen Fight Club.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad Pitt's character is like, did you know that urine is sterile? You can drink it. That's not true. Urine is not sterile. It does have bacteria in it. And you're not supposed to drink it unless you're in a situation where it's your only opportunity to survive. Like being stuck in the middle of the ocean.
So we're still on the ocean here. And urine.
And pee.
And pee, yeah. So, you know, what are you supposed to do if you get stung by a jellyfish?
Not pee on it.
But what do they always tell you in the movie?
Pee on it.
They say that's not even a good thing.
No.
They said sodium would make it, basically the salt would be better. Go to sea salt. Just dunk your leg in the sea salt.
Yeah, because I guess our urine has ammonia in it. That's just going to burn. Ugh, gross.
I mean, it would burn too, but it doesn't have as much.
Yeah. Ugh. Gross, 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 gross. If anyone, and if I had someone pee on my leg, I don't know if I could ever look at that person the same way. Let's just be real. Oh, this is a good one. Have you ever had absinthe?
No, I don't think so.
Me neither. The absinthe does not make you hallucinate. Some movies have said that it does, like the guy in Moulin Rouge. It's just like any other high-proof alcohol. It can get you drunk, but it's not, you know, LCD or anything.
LSD?
LSD, excuse
What's
me.
What's LCD?
No, I meant LSD. So it's not going to make you hallucinate. It'll just get you drunk faster.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one. And this one right here, really, I didn't know about animals. Or especially mice and rats. What do everybody assume they love?
Cheese.
Everybody assumes they love cheese. You put it on mousetraps. They assume, you assume for our entire life that they love cheese.
Yeah, because it's like in cartoons and stuff.
Yeah. But they don't like cheese. They don't like cheese. Like, it's, they don't like that in particular compared to something else.
That's not readily available to them to eat. Do they even know what cheese is? Because most people keep cheese in their fridge. You might throw old cheese away, but yeah, that's not something they have access to all the time. How are they going to get in your fridge?
Well, okay, so the myth comes from the olden days when people had like the big wheels of cheese, like in their cupboard. And it wasn't that they liked cheese. It was the fact that it was a large amount of food. So I guess that's when it started. People were like, oh, well, the mice will eat your cheese. Well, yeah, you got a big wheel in your dang cupboard. Any rodent, ant, whatever.
Yeah, anything's going to go eat that.
Because it's a big body of food. But if, I mean, but if back in the olden days they had, what else could they have had in there in a pantry?
Bread.
Yeah, back then if you had a big old loaf of bread the size of that wheel of cheese instead of the cheese, then everybody would be like, well, give them bread. They like bread. They like whatever's in there. I've never seen, like in the movies or in general, like if you see a mouse somewhere or a rat, like in a dumpster, that dude's not going straight for the cheese. He's like, oh, there's a hamburger, there's whatever. They're just going to eat. They want. They're surviving. They're not picky. But it makes it sound like
they just want to eat.
Yeah, they just want to eat. Here's the last one.
Oh, this is hilarious. So again, going with like the cartoon thing, you see in like old cartoons and movies and stuff that, you know, cats love milk and they'll drink milk straight from the cow. It is not good for cats. Adult cats are essentially lactose intolerant. Don't give your cats milk. What?
They're always in the movies are always like, oh, give them a
Give him some fresh milk.
Give him a bowl of milk.
From the cow.
And the cats are like, I just want water. The cats are like, anything but milk.
I guess kittens can have a little milk because they haven't developed that intolerance yet. And it's good for them. But yeah, adult cats. I didn't know that.
I didn't. You always see it in the movies where the cats drink milk.
I've been like told so many things by older people about what cats can eat, like raw eggs. You can give a cat a raw egg and they'll eat it. But I'm like, is that good?
That doesn't sound good at all.
Like I get the protein and stuff, but like there's still bacteria in raw eggs.
Why wouldn't you just cook it? Why does it have to be raw?
I don't know. I'd rather give my cat a cooked egg.
Yeah.
Like don't put butter or anything on it. Just cook it plain. But I'd rather give my cat that.
I don't know why I would give them just a raw... Who gives them just a raw egg?
I guess back in the days when people lived on farms and they had chickens and they had lots of eggs, they would feed their cats eggs.
Huh.
I guess back then, you didn't have cat food.
I think the cat would rather have a piece of chicken. Not the dang egg.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. There was a lot of interesting ones there. I was actually pretty...
I learned some stuff.
Yeah. So next time I fall in a lake of piranhas, I don't have to worry about them eating me.
Or if you ever fall into quicksand, you're not going to die. You're just maybe get stuck.
Mm. Okay.
Yep.
A lot of interesting facts there. Oh, and then the thumb thing.
Yep.
If you have a fat thumb, use your pinky and put it up to the bomb, to the explosion. And then if you see around it, if you see the explosion around your pinky, you need to step back.
Well, you need to not just step back, but like you need to move. Like you need to get in your car and drive.
And then I need to do the pinky thing again.
Yes, until you can't see it anymore.
But if you have a fat thumb, you're going to die because you're too close either way. You're just too close.
Oh, look at us teaching the public.
Oh, man. Well, if you're still here, in the very beginning of the episode, we told you how lame we are. If you're still here, thank you. All two of you.
I thought it was good content. No, I liked it. So now I'm going to go watch TV after this, and I'm going to point out everything that's fake.
You're like, he's totally not dead. He's totally dead.
He didn't die because you suffocated him. He died because you suffocated him and then buried him alive.
You can't watch a movie now when they flatline, because you'll be like, he's totally dead. And then you're going to see somebody get strangled and be like, he's totally not dead.
Or stabbed in the chest with adrenaline again.
He's just asleep. He's asleep.
It's all fake. Nothing he knows is real.
God. Well, that's going to wrap it up.
Yep.
Let's kick a shout out to the sponsors. Thanks to Young Ideas Dish for all your Dish and Google needs. And to Wavespace Audio for the music.
Thanks, guys.
He still makes us sound good.
Yep.
He still makes it sound badass right here on the outro. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Latest.